Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Black girls are here to stay. We're back. Yeah. Black girls are here to say. Black girls laughing. We're here. Yo, yo.
I wish y'all could see my dance that I did.
It was really great. It was really good, guys. It was really, really good. How you doing?
Good. Good. Sorry if I sound snuffly and stuffly and, you know, seasons are changing, so my allergies are all over the place right now. But we're embarking on my cutest season of the year, so...
It's like everyone's cutest season of the year.
I don't care about anyone else and whether it's their cutest season. I know it's my cutest season.
It's time for blazers and booties and short... I don't know. You don't wear blazers. I wear blazers.
No, I was about to say blazers. And booties. I don't know her. It's time for bomber tights. Jackets and Adidas superstars and black jeans and jean jackets and... You know, wine-colored lipstick, and...
I've been hungry for a lipstick. Like, I've been, like, oh, I need a... Like, it's been so long since I put on a lipstick, like, hardcore, and I've been like, oh, it's time, it's the season. Let me buy some lip liner.
Yeah, I've been staring. I have a cart full of stuff on ColourPop right now, and I've just been like, "Who? When am I going to click buy? When am I gonna
pull the trigger?
Well, I keep saying like lipstick is gonna be my thing because like I have really nice glasses, I will get even more nice shoes, and then I'm like, is lipstick gonna be my new thing to go with that? Because we know most of my wardrobe is all black, so
there you go, little lipstick. Pop
these
color.
Little pops, yeah. These little
get your
pops
color pop on.
Fun things to go.
Have
with
they fixed
my...
the names of their shit yet?
Girl, I don't buy makeup, so I don't know. I do not buy makeup
because I know they had some racist name colors like a couple of seasons ago. And people were like, "Yo, what are you guys doing?" But
I think so. Again, I. Couldn't even tell you the last piece of makeup I bought.
I keep on going into Ulta, getting freaked out and leaving.
It's overwhelming. It's so overwhelming.
I'm just like, oh yeah, Ulta. I'm like, oh yeah, I want to get some things. I want to like, I don't know. I just like to put on makeup every once in a while. And then I go in there, I'm just like, they're going to hurt me. They're going to say something mean. Or I'm going to drop too much money, so I'm going to leave before that even happens.
Which is very, very valid.
Yeah, but I'm about to do a big dropping of coin on some makeup. Because...
Oh, yeah? What kind of makeup? Is this a segue?
I guess this is a segue. We're going to go right into the John, y'all. So... Rihanna, the queen, this lovely woman has started a makeup line that is inclusive for all women called Fenty Beauty. And people have been talking about it for forever. I saw all of the beauty bloggers that I like to watch just flip out. And now it's here and it is gorgeous. She dropped 40 shades of foundation. Like... A new makeup line doing that is a huge deal. Like, foundation is the hardest thing to formulate. It's like the hardest of all the makeup. That's why so many makeup lines start with lipstick, because it's easy. But she said, no, there is not enough representation here, and she created this beautiful line. The thing that I want the most are those damn highlighters. I want those freaking gold-ass cheeks that everyone's showing off on Instagram. It's just so pretty. I just want to sit. I don't even want to go out in it. I just want to sit in my house and play with it on my cheek and be like, look at that. It's gold. My melanin is gold now. Like, I want to do that. I just want to play with it. And I want, I don't know. It's just so pretty. People are so excited. What have you heard about Fenty?
I mean, I know she dropped the 40 foundations and like 30 match color sticks. And I also have been staring at the highlighters, and I don't even wear makeup. I'm like, oh, am I about to learn how to contour just so I can buy Rihanna's contour kit? Because I would do it.
Those match sticks make me want to do it, because you can just pick the color that you want, so you could like match it perfectly for your type of whatever type of highlighters. You don't have to buy someone's palette that might not work for you, or only like three of the shades really work for your contouring. And what I love about it the most is that it's not like that full beat face that I don't ever want to have. I don't want to have all of that. It's all about making your beautiful features pop more. And so instead of having to do that, you know, that full, I feel like I'm wearing a mask, borderline, like drag queen level of makeup that I just like, I don't want to do. You don't have to do that. It doesn't seem like you have to do that as much with her stuff.
No, and I laughed because that's kind of what I was thinking when I saw her makeup. I was like, oh, so her makeup line is like when dudes have no idea what they're talking about, and they're like, oh, I like a girl who doesn't wear a lot of makeup or any makeup. And it's like, oh, this is what Rihanna made. Like, you can beat your face to heaven with her line, or you can do that, I like girls that don't wear makeup, even though you're in a full face of makeup. The only thing that, you know, as most makeup, that makes me just kind of go, eh, probably not, is the price.
I mean, it's not cheap, by no means.
No.
But it's not as expensive as some things. Like, she's made it a little bit less expensive than MAC.
Yeah. Which I don't. I have one MAC thing, and it was a cover-up, and my mom bought it for me. It was a gift. She went to get one, and she was like, do you want to get matched too? So we sat there, and like, they tested them out, and I've used it maybe two handfuls of times, because I'm too lazy, y'all. I'm too lazy for makeup.
I went ahead and just moved my makeup out of my bathroom. Like, it was taking up a part of the sink, and I was like, this is too much clutter. I'm just gonna put it over here, and I haven't touched it since. I take a makeup bag when I go traveling, never whip it out. Like, I'm always like nervous, like, oh, they're gonna take my foundation away, because it's not regulation size for flying. And they never do. They never give a fuck about that. And then I never put it on when I partake it.
Yeah. So, if I buy anything, it'll probably be, like, a makeup brush.
The brushes are dope.
The lip gloss.
The lip gloss looks amazing.
And a highlighter. And maybe not even a hot, full highlighter. Probably, like, a shimmer stick. Because that seems more like my jam.
I want that trophy wife gold shit, and I want to play with it. Or the gold stick. There is a gold stick, too, and there's this gold, just like you're going to shine onto everyone else's faces.
The palette, which is Rihanna's favorite, apparently.
I mean, she's been wearing it everywhere.
So, those are the things that are on my list that I might buy. If I want concealer or cover-up, I'll probably come here. But, again, I don't wear either. I might wear concealer when I, like, don't sleep at night, but that's about it. But it's beautiful. It's amazing. I love the girl with the huge gap in her teeth that seems to be modeling the lip gloss the most. As a kid who had a huge gap and hated it, it's always exciting to see a girl with the big gap, like, out here just to lay in the world.
Gaps are in.
You know, My mom tried to tell me the same thing, and I was like, they'll never be in, and I got braces.
And here we are, 2017. Gaps are in. I got my gap. It's small, but I love my little gap.
Mine was not quite as big as that model's, but it was pretty. It was pretty big. It was a pretty big gap. But I also hated everything.
Well,
about me at that time, so
yeah, you were
struggling.
Yeah, I was struggling. You lived the life that I feel like when I think about my babe. When I think about my babies, now that I live where I live now, that's like what I fear, like that will be the like they'll go through those type of issues. And I mean, I went through those issues as well, just being bused to an all white school, but. To have it in your, like, to be, yeah, one of very few in a region, and then also within a half of your family, on top of that, too, girl.
Yep. Anyway,
moving on. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Yeah, that's why I go to therapy.
I'm actually going to therapy.
Woohoo!
Good. I've been putting this shit off and putting this shit off for so long. And I've even been saying I've done things and haven't really done them. But I actually have an appointment in the books for Monday.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Good. I'm excited for you.
Like, yeah, I'm. Woo. I'm ready.
I'm very, very, very excited for you.
I really like this person too because she's freaking goal oriented. And so I have have homework of writing out my goals. For, like, the first part of this, like, what do I want to work on? Like, really think about, like, what am I going through? Like, what are the things that are, like... And I'm in a good space of articulating what's wrong. Seeing certain patterns happen. But anyways, let's stay in the John, and we can go deep later. So what else is going on? So, Serena had her baby.
The baby
girl was born.
Cutie pie.
I mean, we believe she's a cutie. Have you seen a picture? Because I haven't seen a picture. Pictures haven't come out yet, right?
Yeah, it's a child of Serena Williams. It's a cutie pie.
I mean, yes. It's like we got like a tweet and some other people saying like, yeah, the baby lives here. The baby's around.
She's 6 pounds. I remember that. In the tweet.
Mm-hmm. That, good baby weight.
Some odd 12, 13 ounces.
So 7 pounds. That was a 7-pound baby, not a 6-pound baby.
I don't ever know what that means.
There's a lot of ounces in a pound.
She was born in Florida, so hopefully they got the hell out of there.
For real? You know they did. They're rich.
Yeah. They were on a jet the next day, far away from Florida. But congratulations to Serena. Congratulations to Dad. I don't remember his name. Congratulations.
Like the owner of Reddit, right?
Yeah. What a random... Does he know his site is like the site for trash?
Oh, I think he's probably quite aware. It's what brings him all the money.
Do you think he just disassociates or what?
Oh, yeah. He totally he's like, that is...
I don't know
trash her. That lives there.
Reddit? I don't know her.
That's just how I made all my billions. But I do all these other things, too. Because, you know, he's probably, like, a venture capitalist and, like, gives money to a bunch of different groups and has helped, you know, engineers of color over here, and that has all these other projects that he's like funded that we don't, you know the details of, because that's how that shit goes. But
he's a growth hacker. Oh, I hate that term now. I don't even know what that means. I don't think other people that use it know what it means either.
Well, isn't it like hacking the system to 10 times your revenue? Like figuring out ways to freakishly grow a business in certain ways.
I have no idea. Literally, like, that wasn't an exaggeration. I actually have no idea what growth hacker means. I just know that everyone uses it, and I'm always like, I'm annoyed.
Yeah, a lot of people do use it. And it's like a marketing term. It's like more of a marketing business, biz dev thing. Not like
biz dev.
Like, I'm just a blog. Like I'm a blogger and I'm a growth hacking blogger. No, that means you must have gotten like a billion readers in like a week. That's the way you become a growth hacker of blogging. And so that means you were a celebrity who started a blog. Because that's the only way you can do that. Like,
I'm a growth hacker. Brittany.
All right.
I'm hacking growths.
Okay. What else? We're in old, like, that's not even old news. Let's keep it going. What do we want to go to next?
How long do we want to talk about L'Oreal?
I don't need to talk about them for very long, because I don't even use L'Oreal. What person of color was really using L'Oreal? What do they give us?
But I don't recall ever a time in my life actually using L'Oreal. Like, I don't ever remember doing that.
Yeah. So, L'Oreal fired they took a step towards diversity, hired a trans model. A black trans model. But then was shocked when this controversial, this act of diversity that was seen as controversial for them as a brand had a voice. They were upset that the person that they put up in front of them had a voice. A voice against white supremacy. Called out white supremacy in a on social media. And then was in turn fired for speaking out against racism and white supremacy. Again, all of the events that we've already talked about in Ignatium that happened in Charlottesville. She had an opinion about it, as many persons has had, and was fired for being racist against white people, pretty much.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Like, I think if you guys listen to The Read, listen to Crystal's read of this, because she breaks down how stupid this is and how it goes in the face of, it just shows the hypocrisy of white corporations and their diversity pleas.
Be black, but don't talk about being black, which involves talking about racism because you're black in America
and you're dealing with it, or black in the UK, or black in France.
You're black. You're alive. Black
in the world.
You're alive and you're black. The end. Yeah, that's really, I don't feel like talking about them much.
I mean, there's a lot of, there's a model, another black model that has left L'Oreal since, because of this, because, I mean, if you're a black model, still sign with L'Oreal. Like, really, you're a model of color. If you're a model that considers yourself an ally, you should really think about what, just think about it.
I mean, this is how, you are a true ally to the trans community. Quite literally putting your money and career where your mouth is.
I mean, also an ally against white supremacy, because again, she was speaking out against white supremacy, which again, I thought wasn't a hard sell for folks, but
apparently
but if you still want those racism dollars, maybe it's hard to take a stance.
I don't know. Even the Nazis seemed to find it quite easy to do. Just saying, yeah.
To do what?
Take a stance.
Oh,
Nazis take a stand.
I mean, they take a stance. They take the wrong stance, but
they take it.
Hard, strong, wrong, just happy as a clam.
They take a stance more than these other people's out here.
The problem is that people are still worried about the stance that they might take against them. It's white people afraid of getting yelled at by other racist white people.
That sounds like a personal problem. I don't know. That's not how this works. Y'all. Not how it works.
Oh, okay. Let's go back to fun things, because I'm done with that. Let's go to fun. So, I'm sort of into anime now. As I said on the last episode, I was starting to watch a show on Netflix, Death Note. I finished it. It was great. Moving on to my next anime. And my next anime is going to be Neo Yokio, that features Jaden Smith and Deuces and Deuces. I always say Deuces when it's Deuces and Marrow. Because my dyslexia gets all up in there. It's like, Deuces? No. Okay.
That's not it?
No? Oh, all right. Anyways, new anime featuring black characters coming to Netflix this month. It drops September
22nd. Oh, y'all can't see me Millie rocking.
The trailer looks like it's about a rich kid figuring out his shit, which I think a lot of anime's about in the three that I've watched. So, and it's Jaden, and I also hear that Willow is going to show up, and Amandla Sandberg is going to show up too in it, and all your fave beautiful Afro-punkish black people are going to be represented in this show. So I'm excited.
Gird your loins.
You know, we'll talk about it later because it's something that's on Netflix, so it's accessible to us. So we'll probably talk about it later, but yeah. Get excited.
Woo! We all know I'm not. I'll be behind the whole time.
It's only 6 episodes. Get on. Just put it up in your queue so we can talk about it for the show. We have a show.
So now I definitely won't. So now for sure I won't.
And if y'all have any suggestions for anime to watch that's on Netflix that you love, let us know. Tweet us some anime to watch that's not just Death Note and this new one. Because I'm really interested. And there's a ton on Netflix, and I don't know which one to watch. And I don't want to watch some trash.
I'm trying to remember the name of the one that my friend loves. I'll think of it. And I'll see if it's on Netflix before I tell you about it. So then you'll know if you should watch it or not. But she loves it. It's about ice skating.
Ice skating?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is not something... She was like, I don't know. I just started watching it, and it was good. And I was like, okay. I mean, she said that about the comic, too, and that was really, really good, so...
Okay, I will take the suggestion once you figure it out.
Oh, I remembered the name. It's Yuri on Ice. Seeing if it's on Netflix. No.
Aw, it's not. Man.
Where the heck does she watch it?
Have to get a Crunchyroll.
You can watch Inuyasha. That's the only anime I've ever watched.
Oh, okay. I was like, okay, that sounds cool.
I've watched like a few. I can't remember if it was good, but and Naruto, obviously.
Oh yeah. Now Jordan has some suggestions, but I also just want some suggestions from people of color that have watched them. Just to be like, what are your thoughts on it? Because I didn't have any of those issues watching Death Note. I had some issues with some of the sexism that was in it, but I also realized it fit with what was going on with the character. But I'm definitely, I just wanna have a little bit of a filter on what I watch, so I don't have to get myself upset.
Yeah. Kind of like how I didn't watch the third season of Orange is the New Black because everyone told me not to.
Yeah. Let people protect you from from the BS.
Yes. That was magical and important.
Let's talk about something that we don't have to get filtered by others. Something that we willingly want to watch. Michaela Cole's new project.
Yeah. A musical, y'all. It is a musical that she did not write. She did not write the musical. Yes, we're putting an emphasis on that because everyone thought she wrote the musical. She did not write the musical.
She can be in things and not write them. Whoa.
Woo! But we talked about this on a previous episode about the musical Been So Long. It's a romance. It's set in London. There's a single mother who's been charmed by a handsome stranger. There's singing. There's jazz. It's set in Camden. It's been picked up by Netflix. It's gonna be beautiful.
Not Camden, New Jersey, y'all.
Yeah, no. Camden, UK. London. London.
And we didn't talk about this when the news came out that there's not going to be a third season of Chewing Gum. Michaela was like, and I agree with her artistic choice of saying that the story is complete and we don't need to move on. So she doesn't feel like that the story was told. She feels that the story of Tracy and her awkwardness that was called Chewing Gum was finished with those two seasons. So she doesn't feel inspired to write more about these characters. So she's just letting it sit on a high note. You know how shows can be crazy and terrible after they've gone too far? She was seeing that being the case for Tracy and Chewing Gum, and she put the brakes on it. But Channel 4 in the UK is all like, girl, whenever you write something, whenever you need another show, we're here for you. We're here. You have any time slot that you want. So we don't have Chewing Gum, but we're gonna have Been So Long in a little while. And then another great thing on Netflix right now that's also a Channel 4 show is Crazy Heads, that stars Susan Wacomo, who played Cynthia, her sister, Michaela's sister, on Chewing Gum. And it's great. It's like Buffy, but like set now. And if a black girl was like the second lead, like, I'm like really, really into it. It's like, it's fun. It's like, it's funny. It's, you know, it's got the monsters. It's great. And like the first episode of it, I was like, this is like Buffy. Like, this is just a Buffy remake. What is this? But then it like gets its own voice as it goes on, which is great too. So check that show out on Netflix now. Crazy Heads.
Crazy Heads. I have it on my list. I watch TV on Sundays, so that's what I'm watching today, y'all. Surprise!
Yay! And then finally, you know I stan for Jordan Peele, like, all day. Well, new project coming out with Spike Lee. It's called The Black Klansman, based off of a book about I think it's a reporter that went undercover in the Klan. And instead of, like, of course his black body did not go to Klan meetings, because that wouldn't make any sense. He would send white people, but all of the correspondence and all of the chatter that happens on the internet with Klan folk, he was there talking to them and actually conspired against a few cross burnings and like made sure that those things did not actually happen. So I'm interested. I mean, I have, of course, first thought about the Chappelle Show character. Whatever his name was, something like something Bigsby. But no, this is like an actual, like, interesting story of like black espionage that, like, a modern black espionage thing. Like, so, like, a hero that I get to be excited about that's not, like, Thurgood Marshall, which I'm excited about that movie, but, like, a modern-day black hero.
I don't know. When I hear the word espionage, all I think is, like, Bond and, like...
No, but it's just saying the N-word in chat rooms now. That's what
weapon of choice is. Saying the N-word in a Facebook forum.
Trump is my avatar. Hashtag MAGA. Like.
Hashtag maggots. Okay. That'll be exciting to see, as always. As always, as in the last, like, billion episodes we've done where we talked about a new movie, black people are killing it in the box office. We'll continue to kill it throughout the next millennium, per usual. Amen.
One more thing. Ava DuVernay just won a bunch of Emmys for the 13th. So shout out. Shout out. Shout out.
Duh. Shout out, girl. Hey. Hey, Ava.
Woo-hoo. You're doing the damn thing, and we like it.
And that's the John.
Woo! We're back to do our favorite segment, right? This is our favorite segment, right? Anxiety Corner. It's our favorite. Woo! No, we hate it, but it's important. It allows us to vent, and I hope you guys have a chance to vent wherever you are.
Yes.
Because there's a lot to vent about wherever you live in the world.
Too much to vent about. Okay. You first, me first, me first, you first.
I can go first, I guess.
Woohoo!
Let me know when I'm...
Times...
When I'm cued.
3, 2, 1, go.
So climate change has brought us 2 terrible hurricanes. And so many people have lost their homes, have lost their livelihoods, and have now been displaced. So many chemical problems have also happened. We have so many, like, toxic waste areas because of this storm. And the people that are going to be the most affected by this are the poorest people. So the thing that I'm worried about is that there's not going to be justice in the rebuild of all of freaking Florida, that it looks like, and Houston, and all of the surrounding areas of Houston, like the Beaumonts and the small, small towns that are next to these chemical plants. You know, this money is going to be it's going out now. There's billions and billions of dollars. Will the poorest people get that money? And as more money comes out, will they be protected to be able to go back to their land? Or will it just be decided that this place is a chemical wasteland now, or that we're not going to rebuild here because we're focusing in on our big economic drivers? So we're going to make sure this hotel is fixed instead of these thousands of people's homes. I'm so frightened because we already had evidence of this. We already know this. We saw this with Katrina. We saw all the people that lost their home that will never be able to go back to New Orleans because their houses were taken away. They were like, you don't get these. We're not going to rebuild as many houses for the poor, for the elderly, for the people that only know this one area. I'm just so scared because it's going, we already know what's going to happen. And I mean, it's going to be worse because it's 45.
And you're done.
We thought George Bush didn't care about black people.
Not only does 45 not care, he hates them, so.
And there's too many Mexicans and brown people, and like the ones that he hates
the most.
The most in these areas. Alrighty.
All right.
You ready? Because I'm ready for you.
Yep.
All right. Be anxious in 3, 2, 1.
So I'm going to completely butcher this name, but there's a video going around of Simranjeet, yeah, Singh, who is, you know what, I've decided to not differentiate between these in the beginning. I'm just gonna say from the video there's an assumption by this crazy white woman that he's Muslim, because he is a brown man with a beard wearing a turban, and he is actually, you know, a part of a lot of groups. He does work with Truman Project, NYU, but this was in Canada, and this white woman just comes up and starts screaming about
Sharia.
Yeah, I'm sorry, my brain just stopped because I'm like still baffled. She starts screaming about Sharia law and saying he's in bed with his Muslim brothers and saying when is his Sharia going to end, and when is it going to end, and when is he going to stop it? And, you know, he's responding by ignoring her, doesn't touch her, doesn't really truly acknowledge her, except for the fact of, like, here, see this crazy woman, she's screaming at me, I'm going to respond with love and compassion. But really, the most embarrassing thing about all of this, no matter what, is that there's a room full of white people, and none of them are doing anything. Everyone's just responding by saying how compassionate and kind he is, and this is how you should respond to crazy people and loud racists, and, like, you respond with love and kindness. But no one who I'm sure in that room claims to be an ally, you know, didn't think that they should get up and do something. And as we said before, put your money where your mouth is. That's a situation to stand up and say something and be a true ally.
Yep.
I kept zoning out during that because I was just like, I just can't imagine being in a room seeing someone get accosted by someone else in a racist manner and not saying a word.
Yeah. And they're used to their silence. We're always told to go get our people that are acting up. We're held accountable to any person of color that does anything wrong. We're always asked, what are we doing about these things? What are you guys doing about these crazy people? Who's talking to that woman?
Nobody.
Who sat her down and said, you don't do this? You're an embarrassment to white people. No, none of that? Okay.
Or did you grow up without a dad?
No, you know what? I did see in one of the things, because I saw that video was passed around so much, and so there's lots of different Facebook threads underneath it, and I'm a glutton for punishment, and I look at the Facebook thread.
Yikes.
And a lot of the white people were just busy calling her white trash. Calling her ghetto and all these different things. Again, is racism, because all the things that you say about, when you say things like white trash, when you're highlighting privilege within white people, when you call them white trash, like that, oh, white people aren't supposed to be this way. So you're just egregious in your not being correct. And then it takes it. You're using the same racist language that you use, but you're now disguising it as classism. You're using the same language that you use to disparage black people often. Like, oh, it was so gross.
And, like, white people get to be, quote, trashy or trash or not of whatever capitalist standard. But when black people aren't whatever, like, coon and shucking and jiving standard that they want them to be, their ghetto and must not have a dad and must blah, 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 blah. Must be nice.
All right, anxiety over?
Yes. We got real quiet there, thinking about, you know, the layers of this shit. Anyway, moving on to Throwback Jam. We got a Throwback Jam.
Oh, yes, we have a Throwback Jam. So I want to go back to a simpler time. Back to the age of Snap Music, when we were only worried about W. Bush not just being complacent and, like, the war, like, that was it. I went back to 2005 where we just like to talk about ass and shaking it, and it was a beautiful time. There was this group, D4L, had a beautiful tune that went 3 times platinum.
3 times?
3 times platinum.
What? Stop.
And that song was Laffy Taffy. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Shake the Laffy Taffy. That Laffy Taffy, girl. Shake the Laffy Taffy. That Laffy Taffy. I love that song. And it was like the most simple beat I just ever. Like, it's such a simple ass beat.
The most. It's basic. So basic.
But we needed it. And I just want to remind some of the old heads that were complaining about this type of music when this was happening and who are complaining about our mumble rap of today. The shit's lit when it's lit, and it's okay. Let it be lit. It's all right. Doesn't have to have a message. Doesn't have to be great. It just needs to make you want to dance. And I like this. I miss it. I need happiness. And this brought me back to a simple time. 2005. 18 and shaking my behind.
Ooh. Getting cray up in her.
Well, this was just in my mom too. Just like singing it with my mom in the car. I was still at that age.
Yeah, just talking about you're Laffy Taffy with your mom.
that song, 3 times platinum. I'm like looking at this Billboard article that's like, yep.
Can't get over that.
This was the shit.
I did love that song. I did play the hell out of it.
Yeah.
I contributed.
You helped it get there.
I contributed to it being 3 times platinum.
The more you freaking know.
I'm standing on the right side of history. All right. And we're going to slide right into the signature segment, Giggle Cackle.
It is one of the longest, I'm sorry. It is one of the biggest, the longest singles to be number one in hip hop history.
Longest in like the length of the song?
No, like the longest running number one song in hip-hop history.
Stop. That's bananas.
Laffy Taffy.
Laffy Taffy, y'all.
Set it off.
Play it at my funeral.
Why didn't I play it at my wedding?
Ugh, you failed yourself.
But I played Wait the Whisper song at my wedding.
Did you?
Yes, I did. Because that was one of the songs Jordan and I fell in love to each other with. We would just whisper it into each other's ears. Like,
hey, little mama, I'm a whisper. I got a few things that I like to hear.
You got a sexy ass body and your ass looks soft. Mind if I touch it and see if it's soft.
I hate, like, some of the worst songwriting in all of mankind.
Oh, but it started so many great parodies, like the Bing Bong Bros. You might like my penis.
The Bing Look at Bong our penises. Bros. I can't. Okay. We have got to move on immediately.
Oh.
Giggle.
Let's move on.
Cackle. Roar.
Roar!
Okay. Okay. That was just too much. You first?
Okay, I can go. Let me get myself together.
Nobody's ready. Nobody's ready.
So, the U.S. Open happened. Tennis. And I was like, oh, I don't need to care about this. Serena had her baby. She's not there. There's no melanin on the court. Wrong. I mean, there was Venus. Venus did not get to the finals. But there's this new chick in town. Sloane Stephens.
What a name.
I love this name. Like, the illest. Like, Sloane got on a short list for baby names. She won the U.S. Open. Beautiful, brown, chocolate girl. And she hugged... the thing that I'm so happy about her is that she has this extremely supportive mama. And her mother was there. And she went over and hugged her mom. And apparently there was a coach years ago that said to her mother that the best that your daughter's going to be able to do is maybe play for a D2 school. She just won the U.S. Open. So this is like an example of like your mama won't give up on you. And like a mama not listening to the experts, but having true faith in her child. So shout out to her mother for that. But then also she was so supportive to Madison Keys, who she beat. Madison was supposed to win. Serena Williams called her and said that she was going to be the new number one woman in tennis. Like, so Madison was supposed to win this game, but she, the nerves, all of that messed her up. She was fouling all over the place to the point where it allowed Sloane to win. But she went out at the end, hugged her, and like had this like whispering moment where she was just like, "It's okay, Madison," and let her know that like that she was great and that like all is, and she was like caring in that moment. So that's the roar. I'm gonna roar for her for this. I'm gonna cackle with her, cause this chick was all of us when she saw her $3.7 million check. Her eyes lit up. She was like, "Damn, I've never seen that many zeros before. Whoa!" Then she was in the back. They do the press junket, and someone asked her, "Like, are you motivated to win more Grand Slams?" And she was like, "After I saw that check, you damn well I am." Aren't if that we all? Doesn't keep you motivated, I don't know what would.
like, hello.
And I was like, yes, girl. Get that money. Get those millions. I can't wait for her endorsement deals because she's cute. So she's going to get all of it, too. It's going to be great. Good for her. Well, I hope she gets it, you know.
I'm ready.
She's talented. I'm excited to see more. But also at the same time that she was doing her thing, there's this 13-year-old prodigy that was that won the junior U.S. Open that we all... I lost her name. But yeah, there's a 13-year-old that's coming down the pike as well. Beautiful black girls will be running tennis for forever. That's all you need to know.
I need to get my racket back out.
I want to start like a black girls tennis club.
You have so many clubs that you're going to be starting. Which club are you going to start first?
I love clubs.
Well,
they're the best.
My roar is for a club that we will never get access to.
Oh.
This is a different level club. We're in the club, like the low level club, but this is some new level-ish. So, as I'm sure you've seen, Beyonce's birthday just passed, and her friends paid tribute and wished her a happy birthday by dressing in her iconic lemonade look with the wide brim. The huge brim, not even wide brim, just like huge brimmed hat, the big statement piece, the black dress, the long, long braids, the big, huge earrings, and, you know, looking fly, looking down, looking ready to doom, 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 but, like, y'all out here saying squad goals to like Krusty Dusty and the group. And
Krusty Dusty.
Yeah.
Who be that?
Like, any white girl celebrity with a bunch of other white girl celebrity friends. So Krusty Dusty and pals. But I want my squad to be Serena Williams, Michelle Obama, and Kelly Rowland dressing up as me for my birthday. If you guys haven't seen it, the photos are beautiful. They look amazing. They look like they just stepped out of the music video. They look ready to bob along and start singing the song. And it's really cool to see friends of someone who you love and adore and also know is a very private person doing this really cool thing for her birthday. So I felt a lot of feelings when I actually saw those photos and screamed when I saw Michelle Obama's, because like she also gets to live her best life now by dressing up as her homegirl Beyonce, because she doesn't have to be on her White House ish anymore. So I'm sure that was a blast for her. And just like even Blue Ivy, like even Jay-Z's mother and grandmother, like that's so cute and so wonderful and so beautiful. And wow, I love black women so much. Okay, that was all.
Wow, I love black women so much. If that's not the title, Jordan. Because that's, I mean, that's the episode. That's like, that's our show. Wow.
I love
black women so much.
Period. Full stop.
Yeah, or period. Sometimes it's an exclamation point.
Yeah. Sometimes a few exclamation points.
Yeah.
With like a surprise face emoji of just like, I did not know my heart could hold so much love. Okay.
Yay.
That's an episode.
We did it again. We're back. Always. I need to stop saying we're back.
Yeah.
I'm always saying like we've been gone. Like we've always, I always act like it's been 300 years since our last episode, but it's only been like 2 weeks. So it's like, it's been hold your horses.
1 week.
2 weeks. It will be 2 weeks since droppings of the show.
Anyway. You can find us on the internet at blackgirlslaughing.com, on facebook.com/blackgirlslaughing, Twitter at BLKGirlsLaughingOG. You can send us an email, blackgirlslaughing@gmail.com. And you can find us on our personal Instagrams at BEEKNIGHTLY, at B Knightley is mine.
And Bree Hines is mine. Bree, like the cheese. Hines, like a really good last name.
Wow.
Bree Hines. You can also leave us a lovely review on Apple Podcasts if you feel so pleased. And I cannot put words together today. It's been a real struggle and I apologize, but that's just how it is. Okay. Yeah, love you guys.
See ya later.